Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 43. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. Before we get started, I thought I should bring attention to some urgent and depressing news. Jack Hare at the Portland, Oregon Hempstock Festival on Saturday suffered a pretty major heart attack just after he had gotten off the stage after giving a very moving speech. And today I spoke to Jack's friends and his assistant who are at the hospital with him. He is not conscious right now. He is in an induced coma, and they've got his body temperature lowered, and but they do have him stabilized. I guess they had operated on him for a couple hours last night. And he is stabilized now, but they plan to start normalizing his body temperature on Tuesday. So I wish my old friend Jack well, and please send your kind words and thoughts his way. And tonight we also have a little bit of change in schedule. I had planned to have Judith Ann Brown on. And not to repeat a old theme, but what's happened is she needed to get some better equipment so that we could do the interview on Skype. Her phone connection was not sounding very well. So what we're doing this week is switching with Daniel Siebert, who is on tonight, and Judith Ann Brown, daughter of John Marco Allegro and author of John Marco Allegro, the Maverick of the Dead Sea Scrolls, will be on next week. And what is Salvia Divinorum? Is it only a party drug used by teenagers on idiotic YouTube videos and by radio show hosts doing stupid stunts? Or is it an ancient ritualistic plant that has been used by shamans for many generations for religious and healing purposes? Exactly what is salvia, and how does it reproduce? What are its effects, and how dangerous is it? Tonight we plunge back into the ancient ritualistic use of psychedelics and onto a little understood member of the psychedelic family, diviner's sage, Salvia Divinorum. Daniel Siebert is an independent researcher, pharmacologist, ethnobotanist, educator, and author. He has been studying Salvia Divinorum for over 20 years, and he was the first person to work on the human pharmacology of Salvinorin A and to clearly identify this compound as the psychoactive principle of the plant. He has studied Salvia Divinorum in its native habitat and has worked with it under the guidance of Mazatec shamans. His work appears in scientific journals and other publications. Mr. Siebert is the creator of the Salvia Divinorum Research and Information Center website at www.sagewisdom.org. And this was the first internet resource to focus exclusively on information about Salvia Divinorum, and it continues to be the most comprehensive. Daniel Siebert was featured on the 1998 television documentary Sacred Weeds, which aired on Channel 4 in the United Kingdom. His comments and opinions on Salvia Divinorum have appeared in USA Today, The New York Times, The Los Angeles Times, Newsweek, Scientific American, and many other newspapers and magazines. Similarly, he has discussed the plant on CNN, Fox News, ABC News, Nightline, the National Public Radio, NPR, and All Things Considered, and many other television and radio stations. He currently resides in Malibu, California, and is completing work on a comprehensive book about Salvia Divinorum. And this show is listener-sponsored, so if you enjoy this show, we really need your help. So if you'd like to share it with your friends and family, please donate or please help us out and support this show because Donations and sales have been so low the last few weeks, we don't even know how we're going to make it through next month and pay the bills and everything. So what I'm going to do is offer a significant discount on the Gnostic Media website for all of our books and DVDs starting on Monday, September 14th, to see if we can catch up on some bills. So starting tomorrow, I'm offering everything on the website for at least 25% off. That means that our books, the DVD, the She Who Remembers audio archives will all be significantly reduced. And, you know, we haven't been getting enough support for the show and what we do through the website with book orders and things like that. So basically what it comes down to is if we don't catch up and sell some books and things, probably next month, when we reach 1 year with this show, we will have to pull the plug on it. So if you need to order some gifts for the solstice or winter holidays, the Christmas celebrations, whatever you want to call them, please don't wait until the malls are full or at 7 p.m. on December 24th. You can order copies now, and you can impress your friends and family with gifts that show the very meaning behind the holidays that they're celebrating. So you know, many of us practice these celebrations every year without any ideas to where they originate. So if you'd like to show your friends and family some of the fascinating information about how shamanism and psychedelics and fertility tie into the very foundations of these religions and holidays, check it out. And if you want to order a copy of our first book, Astrotheology and Shamanism, in color or black and white, or if you want a copy of the companion DVD, The Pharmacratic Inquisition, to blow your family members' minds away over the holidays, or if you want a first edition, first printing of my last book, The Holy Mushroom, that proves with primary sources that mushrooms were used in Judeo-Christianity, but you haven't ordered your copy yet, now's your chance. And since I hardly talk on the show about what's in my books, I thought I would go into that for a little bit. In Astrotheology and Shamanism, Andrew Rutaji and I go deep into the origins of Christianity and many other religions and show basically how these religions are at their core nearly identical. And we show how Christianity is based on sun, drug, and fertility worship. And we reveal the origins behind many of the holidays and the religious celebrations. We show how nearly every religion is intimately connected with not only drug use, but fertility rites too. And the book has nearly 200 images, over 500 footnotes, and includes primary citations, a large bibliography full of citations. So, you know, it's written for a good balance between the normal reader versus the academic reader. And I've got 100 copies of the black and white edition that we must sell. So I'm going to be knocking the price way down on all of this stuff tomorrow. It'll be cheaper than whatever you can get it for on Amazon, including shipping. So if you can please help us out with that, please do order a copy of that. And also my last book, The Holy Mushroom, in it I proved that mushrooms were used in Judeo-Christianity first. What I do is I analyze all of the attacks against John Allegra's work and show exactly what were the strengths and weaknesses behind these attacks, and track down the origins of the attacks and who made each of the claims, and what show a little bit behind what their agendas were. And I also present over 37 color images, 7 black and white images, very revealing images from mostly ancient Christian texts and chapels that clearly depict the mushrooms. And finally, I reveal several ancient primary texts to triangulate in and solidify the argument. And this book has strong academic endorsement, and it earned me a permanent spot in the Purdue University archives. So this is the real deal, folks. So if you're in disbelief, read it and check it out. And you can get a heck of a deal on a first edition, first printing, and I will autograph all of these books that are going out as well. So how does all of this affect you? Basically, you know, the more you understand about the origins of your religion and other religions, the more you can understand the core facets that control nearly every aspect of our lives, and whether it's politics or you know, the way we think day to day, just everything in general, you know, if we understand the origins of the religions and what's behind them and some of the just basic themes, it brings a lot more understanding and clarity.